16 to go. They hand it off to Kamara. Big hole off the right side to the 40. 35-30. Breaks the tackle to the 25. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! 49 yards for Alvin Kamara.
Dropping the throw. It's a blitz. Fires along the right sideline. That ball's caught by Dante Moncrief. Inside the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Along the right sideline. Bortles to Moncrief for the score.
Blitz coming. Mariota throws in the end zone. Man is there. Touchdown, Titans! Corey Davis, his first ever touchdown catch at Nissan Stadium. That's why you pick him. That's why you want him. And that's why Marcus Mariota is the man.
Brady in the pocket. Brady looking long, trying to set up receivers, dials it up to the end zone. Brady, oh, it's caught! Josh Gordon, touchdown! Tom Brady joins the 500th touchdown club. A spectacular toss to Gordon. Peyton Manning and Brett Favre make room for Tom Brady. You can't do it any better than that.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Wait, who is that Tennessee Titan guy? Oh my God.
Solak Jr.
Oh, that was, wow.
That's why you get him.
Oh my
That's
God.
Why
Marcus
he's here.
Mariota. He's the guy and
he's
a man.
The man.
Oh my God. All right, today's picks, Pro Football Picks, brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF heat tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harris Resort in Bally's Wild, Wild West, Atlantic City Wager now. By Wall Hour Paint and Design, Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. We move into week 5 of the ever fast moving NFL season, the first weekend in October. I'm having a miserable year. I would be even more miserable without Ricky Ricardo's help. Last week, I hit the jackpot. I went 0-3. As only I can do. I think Edwin, you went 3-0 last week.
3 for 3, baby.
Wow, you're rolling, man. I'm rocking and you're rolling. You know what I mean? But here's the good news. My fantasy.
Your fantasy team?
My knockout pool continues. I still am alive in a knockout.
That's actually
and
most
thank
important.
You, New England.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for that.
Financially, the most important
yes,
thing.
That is the most important thing.
I'm red hot right now. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You are rolling, man.
Last week, I had two easy victories with the Bears laying the 3 against Tampa and the Patriots laying the 6.5 against the Dolphins. And one, let's just be honest, lucky win. I mean, I had the Raiders laying 2.5 against the Browns.
You are
that
fortunate.
That is very, I should have been 2-1. But that's fine.
Hey,
whatever.
That's why.
That's why I'll take it.
But they call it gambling.
So I have a nice cushion now at 8-4, which means I can have an 0-3 week and it's not the end of the world. And I want to be sweet because today is my mother's birthday.
Well, happy
so I want to dedicate my
happy
picks.
Birthday to Mrs. Roberts.
Happy birthday, Mom.
There you go.
These picks are for you. All right, let's get started. Number one, I'm getting this out of the way. All right. Joe looked at me like I had 10 heads. He said, really? You're going to do this, bro? I'm taking the Jets.
Wow.
I'm taking the Jets because here's the thing about the Jets, all right? And we saw this against the Lions. We saw it against the Dolphins. We've basically seen it all year. They don't make a lot of sense, right?
No.
When you think...
They don't win a lot either.
Well, I know. You got to pick your spots. When things go well for this franchise, and it goes to me, the number one thing that jumps out at me was Pittsburgh AFC Championship game after our coworker was going on his wrestling rant, all right? Can't wait. Yeah, I could wait.
Yeah, I know.
Got their asses kicked.
Yeah, I know.
But they don't do well with prosperity. But they also, and Monday night against the Lions, I remember about an hour before the game I tweeted, I got a weird feeling about this. I feel good. I got a weird feeling about this.
Right,
I feel
good. I hope you're right. You're right.
I hope so. Number one, they got to stop the run with Freeman and Lindsay, who both have had very solid years. And if they can do that, I think they can force a couple of turnovers against Case Keenum. He's not had a great year. They're coming off a short week. I think that when you have a rookie quarterback like Sam Darnold, there are going to be weeks like the Monday night in Detroit where you pinch yourself. You're so excited.
Right.
I think we're about to have one of those weeks.
I hope I'm pinching.
Against a good defense. Now, Von Miller's probably going to play, but he is banged up. And that's going to be the key. You got to keep Von Miller's hands away from Sam Darnold. Guy already has 4 sacks this year. It's only a point. I'm laying it. That's fine. It's basically a pick 'em. I'm basically telling you the Jets are going to win this football game. And that's how I want to start things off with week number five. Give me the Jets laying a point against the Broncos. Game number two.
I actually got that game as a pick 'em, by the way.
Okay, well, you want to go with the pick 'em one?
Whatever you want to do.
I looked this morning at the FanDuel Sportsbook app, right, and that's how I based it. But
okay.
Either way.
Right. Okay.
Game number two. Green Bay is laying a mere point in Detroit against the Lions. Now, look, last year the Green Bay Packers lost twice to the Detroit Lions. You want to know why that means nothing? Because Aaron Rodgers didn't play. And so far this year, Aaron Rodgers has not had that Aaron Rodgers performance. Mm. We haven't seen it yet.
No.
Hasn't been there. And I can guarantee you it's going to happen Sunday for a couple of reasons. Number one, his numbers in Detroit are great. Guys throwing 17 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. And number two, just walked through the door. Brian Monzo. Brian Monzo is an Aaron Rodgers fantasy owner. He is facing me this weekend in fantasy.
Wow.
There is no doubt in my mind.
He's going to rip you up?
Oh, it's not Monzo? Who is that team then that has Aaron Rodgers? Do you know?
Just another team going to beat you.
Okay. Some other team in the league has Aaron Rodgers.
I see.
There's no doubt he's going to have a huge game. He's due. Mm. But in all seriousness, the Packers have not lost 3 games in a row to the Detroit Lions since 1990 to 1991.
Wow.
You think that's going to happen
on
Sunday?
Barry Sanders years.
That's a long time ago, man. It ain't going to happen. It's a small number. Give me the Packers laying a point in Detroit against the Lions. Game number three. This is for my good friends, John Jastrzemski, Stephen Howard Beach.
Oh, my God. Wow.
All you guys.
You're really going there, huh?
Bengals are going to crush you. They're going to crush your soul.
Oh, I thought you were taking the Dolphins.
Absolutely not, Joe. I'm taking the Bengals laying the six. Here's the thing that's very quietly happening right now. The Cincinnati Bengals offense is freaking dynamic. That's what's happening. Joe Mixon hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Guess who's back? Joe Mixon. How about the performance by Tyler Boyd last week? This is not just Andy Dalton throwing it up to A.J. Green. They have an excellent, excellent offense. And they also have a defense that's only getting stronger because you've got guys coming back from suspensions in week five. Perfect is coming back. I think the Bengals are going to crush them. I think they are one of those surprise teams in the AFC. I think the Dolphins absolutely overachieved with the first 3 weeks of the year. And I think that last week against New England and this week against Cincinnati is simply called reality. Give me the Bengals laying the six at home against the Dolphins. 3 games. The Jets, 1-point favorite at home against the Broncos. The Packers, 1-point favorite in Detroit against the Lions. And the Bengals laying six against our good buddies, the Miami Dolphins. Joe, take it away.
All right, I'm having a brutal year. I went 0-3 last week. Lost with the Falcons laying 4 against Cincinnati as the Bengals won that game outright with 10 seconds to go. Lost with the Cowboys. Even though they won the game against the Lions, they were 3-point favorites. They won by 2. They didn't cover. Lost with the Steelers against the Ravens. How about that? Boy, was I off on that game. The Ravens killed them 26-14, shut them out in the second half. 0-3 last week, 4-8 for the year. Really 2-7 because 2-1 to start the year was Ricky Ricardo, so thank you, Ricky. But 4-8, I guess, officially for me. And we'll try to right the ship this week. I'm going back to Pittsburgh again. Why? I don't know. Laying 3 against the Falcons at home. I mean, if you would have told me before the year that these two teams through 4 weeks would be a combined 2-5-1, I would have said, come on. Are you kidding me? But that's what they are. Now, both of these teams score a ton of points, although you really didn't see from Pittsburgh last week. But both of these teams, I mean, you know, they put points on the board. I mean, you know, the last 2 weeks, the Falcons have lost. They scored 37 points both times, or 37 and 36, whatever it was, and lost both games to the Saints and to the Bengals. I don't know. I just can't see the Steelers losing this game at home. I don't see it. I don't see it. I know they got their issues. I know Le'Veon Bell is still not there. I know it's pretty much all Roethlisberger and bust. The defense has given up points, the whole deal. But the Falcon defense is terrible. And they just got another hit. They just lost another one of their key defensive players. They got like 4 or 5 defensive starters out. So I'll tell you what, this is going to be a high-scoring game. I'm not sure what the over-under is, but you probably should bet the over. But give me the Steelers laying 3 at home against Atlanta. That's game one.
By the way, I just want to give it to you. 58.
There you go.
That's an insane number.
That's almost like a college number.
It is. That's
right?
A college number.
It really is. I mean,
58.
That shows you all you need to know about the defenses and the offenses in the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game. But give me Pittsburgh laying 3 against the Falcons. Game two, the Raiders getting 5 against the Chargers in L.A.? Really? I mean, that line is out of whack. I'm not saying the Raiders are any good. You know, fortunate, as Evan mentioned, to beat the Browns in overtime last week. And the Chargers, I mean, they were fortunate to hang on against the Jimmy Garoppolo-less 49ers last week and wound up hanging on and beating them by two. That is a close game. I mean, it's an all-time rivalry. 5 points is way out of whack here with the Chargers. I mean, they might win, but that's a big number. I can't see it. I mean, to me, this is a field goal game either way, and I certainly can see the Raiders winning the game outright. Give me the Raiders plus +5 in L.A. I was going to say at home, but just about. Raiders plus +5 in L.A. against the San Diego Chargers. We'll look at it that way. And I'm going head-to-head with my partner here, and this is for all my buddies up there, all my fellow Jet fan buddies that say I'm the king of negativity, okay? Well, this is for you because I'm going to be even more negative this week because I don't think they're beating the Broncos. I got them as a pick. Now, you want to say the Jets are favored by a point? It's even doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll give you the point.
And whatever it is, they're going to lose the game anyway to me. I mean, and I understand Evan's point. Typical Jets, they lost three in a row. This is the kind of game they win. And, of course, they've laid down next week against the crummy Colts. But, you know, anyway, I just don't see it. I don't. Between the Isaiah Crowell man wipe deal, okay, between Von Miller probably wreaking havoc on the Jets' less than stellar offensive line, you know, will Bowles have his team ready to play this week? I don't know. You got a couple guys banged up now, and Noon was banged up. Trumaine Johnson, Westbrook just went by him again. Oh, all that money they paid this guy, he's a little banged up again. I just don't see it. And the Jets never play well against Denver. Remember last year? Remember last year they had that big win over the Chiefs and everybody's pumped up? They got a layup the next week. They're going to Denver to play the Broncos. The Broncos have lost 10 in a row. 23-0 Denver, if you forgot that. 23-0 Denver on a year Denver won like 4 games. I just don't see it. The Jets will make, they'll do everything that they usually do to lose the game. They'll make it'll be a stupid defensive holding penalty to, you know, keep a drive alive for the Broncos. There'll be that dumb offensive holding penalty that wipes out like a 60-yard touchdown. You know, somebody will put the ball on the ground somewhere, somehow. I don't know. Maybe Crowell scores a touchdown and he actually uses the man wipes on the field. Maybe that happens. And he gets a penalty for that. I have no idea. Give me the Broncos. Laying a point. The Jets laying a point. Pick. Whatever the number is. Give me the Broncos. They're going to beat the Jets. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. But I'm Mr. Negative. And, you know, because there's so much positivity as a Jet fan over the last 50 years. So, the Beningo picks again for week number 5. Give me the Steelers laying 3 against the Falcons in Pittsburgh. Give me the Raiders getting 5 against the Chargers in L.A. Give me the Broncos, we'll say it with the Jets, the Broncos getting 1 against the Jets at our favorite stadium, MetLife Stadium. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks, week 5 in the NFL.